Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Love Liberates.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when Taal Volcano in Batangas, Philippines, which is known to be one of the most active volcanoes in the Philippines, erupted 2 years ago, a lot of help came from private citizens. Traffic was heavy in the expressway going to the evacuation sites because of people who went out of their comfort zones, reaching out to those who were affected. In grocery stores, you will see long lines, a lot of people buying boxes of canned goods, sacks of rice, and other essential needs, not for themselves, but to be given as donations to the thousands of people who were displaced because of the volcanic eruption. My friends and family organized a group as well. One of the most memorable help I received came from a teenager. She asked me when my next visit to the evacuation sites in Batangas will be. Her mom, who sews rags for a living, would like to help. She told me that her mom will sew face masks made out of cloth since there was a severe ash fall. And the sulfur in the ash, as we all know, is detrimental to health. So her mom, who made both ends meet by sewing, spent nights to make hundreds of cloth face masks. I am sure that was on top of the work hours she had to stay awake in order to sew rags for a living. The mother and the teenager helped. They helped save lives. The gospel today, we all know, is about piety. But more than piety, it is also about charity, our love towards neighbors and towards God. A person who loves gives. He or she gives not just his possessions, but of him or herself. The act of giving is not measured by its amount, but by the love that goes with it. when we help or give with the intention to be known or to be exalted or to be honored by having our names associated with our contributions, it contradicts what charity is all about, what true love is all about. Our love for God, much like our love for neighbors, should not be built on a false pretense. Jesus condemns these acts of hypocrisy. As we begin the season of Lent, we remember the good news. Lent is good news. It is about the love that Jesus has for us. True love. Pure love. No pretense. Not hypocritical. Only love that is willing to give. May we be reminded that anything we do for Lent should bring us to God. Fasting, prayers, and almsgiving are ways to God, not to misery. We remember that love liberates. Love saves. At this point, may I invite you to pause for a while and remember our sisters and brothers in Ukraine. And together, we ask the intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May all the things we do be a worthy offer as a sacrifice for peace in Ukraine.